I get to then start paving the pathway for 2028 and who will be the next president. And so part of what I need to do is understand that this job is not just about what you can do in terms of your investigatory power, of course, your legislative power or your confirmatory power. It's also your platform power. And so how do I start telling the story and paving out the pathway for what the next president should sound like because of what I'm advocating for, right? And how I talk about this. A lot of what I'm trying to do in this race right now, and then, you know, if I win, is to offer compelling ways or offer sort of memes that people can pick up who are running for president to sound like we need them to sound. See what I mean? Like I told you, like my principal job is to be able to translate a lot of our broader public policy goals in language that moves people to build the political capacity to drive legislation and change public policy, right? And I think I get to do that quite a bit moving into 2028, where I can leave a lot of these memes for how we talk about this on the table should a political entrepreneur running for president want to run on climate in a way that makes sense and is less assailable than the way we did it, I think, earlier on. And, you know, primarying people like John Fetterman, I have no problem to do that. Like, I'm looking forward to it. And people are like, oh, we don't primary in the Senate. I'm like, watch me do it. You know what I mean? Like, tell me why I should stop. You know what I mean? You're going to spend $60 million in BNB? Okay, you can play at that game. You know what I mean? So, you know, and then what happens is, ideally, you put one ogre on a pike, and then everyone else gets the message. And all of a sudden starts to sound a lot different.